Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. On this show, we help educate you to become a more intelligent real estate investor. And one of the best things you can possibly do to become a real estate investor is to become a real estate professional. Now, I know that's not applicable to everyone, but when people book a call with our team at Morris Invest, one of the things we always ask is, are you a real estate professional? And what that means is that you don't work another W-2 job, that you are a real estate professional in the eyes of the IRS, and you work 750 hours a year in the real estate related investing business. That doesn't mean you have to be a real estate agent or anything like that, but it certainly means that you are an active investor versus being a passive investor. And in the eyes of the IRS, that's incredibly powerful from a tax perspective. But one of the number one reasons we hear from our listeners and our clients that the reason they haven't left their W-2 job is because of their health care plan. Can you imagine? They call it, you know, it's like some sort of handcuffs that they don't want to leave because of their health care plan. They could literally save tens of thousands of dollars on their taxes, but they don't leave. So that's why we wanted to invite on really a visionary in the healthcare space, the Crowd Health CEO, Andy Schoonover, who really created something. It's not health insurance, but it really, I think, can open your eyes as an entrepreneur and a small business owner as to what Crowd Health actually does. It may be the little push that you need to say, all right, I'm done. I'm done with this W-2 job, and I'm going to take the plunge. So, Andy, welcome to the show. Good to see you again.
Thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm excited to talk about it. And you have quite a real estate investing journey of your own. So you're not just a CEO, you're also a real estate investor. I'm just curious, when I sort of say that at the beginning, it's like this is a thing that keeps people from leaving their job. I hear it constantly. Just at a high level, do you hear that a lot? People are just afraid to leave their 9-to-5 because of what they think is a great healthcare plan, and they don't think that they can find something better?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that what we've seen is that between 2 and 4 million people are sticking with their W-2s with a company and not going and doing something entrepreneurial specifically because of healthcare. There's a RAND Corporation, a RAND Institute study that came out, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, and they said between 2 and 4 million people. And so it's really sad. That's un-American, wow, right? That we right. are stuck in our jobs being miserable, more than likely, and probably not creating a bunch of value for the company in which we're a part of, because we're not excited about it. And it's all because of healthcare, of all things. You know, the other option you have is healthcare.gov, and healthcare.gov is really expensive. You know, I looked for my family of four, and it was $1,100, and it had a $15,000 deductible. Wow. So I'm almost in $30,000 a year before the health plan will pay a dollar. And I can see if you have a great health plan through an employer, why you would stick with your employer. But as I said, it's un-American, and there are alternatives.
So let's talk about the alternatives. Let's talk about what you've come up with at Crowd Health. And it's really, it's an amazing alternative. And I think people might say, now, this sounds too good to be true. Like, can you, and it does when you first hear it, because Americans are so used to hearing, you know, that their healthcare system, it's just never going to be improved upon. But what you've come up with is really astonishing. So can you tell us how Crowd Health works? How did you come up with the idea for it?
Yeah, so I was a small business owner and sold that company. And as such, I didn't have healthcare because I was getting healthcare through my employer. And so I went and went to healthcare.gov and got a plan for me, my wife, and my two little ones. And it was about $1,200 a month and a big, big deductible. And I joke it worked until I had to use it. My little one was having a recurring ear infections. And so we went to the ear, nose, and throat doc, who told us she had a hole in her eardrum. So we went to the local hospital, got that fixed. It was a 15-minute procedure. It was $8,000, wow, which I was just blown away by. But not only that, my health insurance plan came back and said it was medically unnecessary, so they weren't going to pay the bill. And so I was stuck with an $8,000 bill to the local hospital. And it was at that point I realized somebody's got to do something different here. This insurance program is just not working. And so what if we did it totally different? Instead of sending our monthly premium to a health insurance plan and that just disappears into health insurance, you know, black hole, we had a bunch of people who would put money into an account every month, and that account would accumulate in value. So you put in $175, that $175 would accumulate over time. And then if a member of the community had a health event, then Crowd Health would go and crowdfund from that community, from that crowdfunding account that they set up when they started Crowd Health. And so in essence, what this does is it takes the insurance company out of the middle. and all the expenses associated with that. And it allows our members to pay in cash at the point of care. So the important part of that is, you know, if you go in and you can actually pay them that day, they will give you somewhere between 30 and 50% discounts to what the health insurance plans pay them, because it's so hard to bill a health insurance plan. So we're getting all of our savings because we're just making it easier for the doctor and the hospital to get paid, and that's resulting in significantly less costs. So as I said, it's $175 a month per person. It's $695 for a family or four or more, which we think is very, very reasonable in terms of your healthcare expenses. So we think it makes some of these entrepreneurial ventures like real estate investing actually more accessible. It's one of the primary missions of the organization is to make entrepreneurship accessible to everybody.
Right, because as a real estate investor, you know, okay, now I'm going to go into business for myself, just investing in real estate, buying houses, buying condominiums, commercial properties, et cetera. But then what do I do to protect my family? And what would that look like for, say, a family of three if there was some sort of a medical condition? So let's say a year from now after I say, all right, I'm done with the W-2 job. I'm packing it and I'm tired for the 2-hour commute every day. I want to start becoming a real estate investor. I'm paying my $175 per month, right? And then additionally for a family. A year from now, what happens? Mm-hmm. Like I go to the hospital. Can you walk me through what that would even look like for a family?
Yeah, if you know, let's say one of the kids of that family goes to the hospital because they broke their arm or whatever it may be, that bill would be somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 if you went to the ER. And so what we would do is you would collect all of those bills, you would upload them into our app. We would then negotiate with the hospital to get you a really good price because we can negotiate those down really significantly. We would then go and crowdfund that. We typically crowdfund within 3 days. And then, so I would go to, let's just say it was $5,000, just to make the math easy. The family would pay the first $500. I would crowdfund $4,500. So I'd go to 45 people. I'd ask them for $100. If they say yes, then $100 goes from their account to your account. Ultimately, we'd have enough money in your account so that you could pay that hospital bill in cash. And you would pay $500 for that, as opposed to your big $5,000 or $10,000, or in my case, $15,000 deductible, you would be on the hook for $500. We would help you crowdfund the rest. So again, it's a lower monthly payment. It's a lower kind of deductible. It's not a deductible for us. It's just kind of a per health event payment. But if you go into the hospital, it's $500. You break your arm, $500. If you have a pregnancy, it's $500. And so it just makes it much more accessible to individuals or families, and does, you know, create a community that's willing to help you with even the big ones. So our biggest so far is $160,000. We've had two cancer cases and the community has shown that they will show up and help you with crowdfunding these health expenses.
This episode is sponsored by Money App and the Triple Your Paycheck giveaway. Now, what would you do with Triple Your Paycheck? Well, you might just be able to find out, because now through January 15th, Money App is giving away a total of up to $100,000 between 25 lucky winners in the Triple Your Paycheck giveaway. Now, here's how it works. If you sign up for a Money App account and every paycheck directly deposited into your Money App account from today through January 15th has the chance to be tripled if you are selected to win. Now, not just one paycheck. All directly deposited paychecks during the period are eligible. The more directly deposited paychecks that hit your account, the more you can win. Once again, each and every directly deposited paycheck that hits your Money App account between now and January 15th is eligible for your Triple Your Paycheck giveaway. So I ask again, what would you do with Triple Your Paycheck? Gifts for friends, maybe family during the holiday season, or take a well-deserved vacation? If you're one of the 25 winners, the possibilities are endless, and it's simple to enter. I highly recommend everyone listening to this show signs up for a Money App account so you're entered for a chance to win. Another great thing about Money App is with its high-yield interest checking, everyone's a winner. Money App now offers 3.25% APY interest checking on any balance with no minimums and no monthly fees, which means you'll be able to start earning money on each of those deposits you make, even if you're not a selected winner. If your money is currently in a traditional bank,
earning little to no interest, or stored in one of those so-called future of banking apps, the truth is there's a better place to put your cash. MoneyApp is an all-in-one personal finance app and offers a better way of banking with additional benefits such as no monthly fees, no minimum balance, is FDIC insured up to $250,000 through Evolve Bank and Trust, no ATM fees, AI and machine learning technology for budgeting, and so much more. So download and sign up for the Money app today. If approved, fund your account, enter the Triple Your Paycheck giveaway. Once again, every directly deposited paycheck that hits your Money app account from today through January 15th has the chance to be tripled by Money app. So visit www.moneyapp/investing to sign up for Money app. Again, that's www.moneyapp.app/investing. It's .app/investing. If approved, fund your account, enter the Triple Your Paycheck giveaway, and start earning interest on your cash today. No purchase necessary. So, MoneyApp is a technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust, members FDIC. MoneyApp checking account has no fees and a competitive 3.25% annual percentage yield on all balances. Visit money.app/investing for entry and eligibility details. Each winner is capped at $4,000. Sweepstakes offered and managed by Prague Services Incorporated, not Evolve Bank and Trust.
So that's what I was going to ask then for the cynic who's listening. It says, well, what if they fold their arms and they say, well, I'm not going to pay that $100 when you're crowdfunding it. How does that work? If someone says yes, someone says no. Who, and do they get to say no? I mean, I guess they could choose to say no, right?
Yeah, it's all voluntary. So if let's just say if Clayton's son broke his arm and you would go to the community and say, hey, I have a broken arm that I need help with, we would actually see, you know, Clayton's history of giving to the community. So let's just say you've been asked 10 times and you said yes, 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 yes to other people in the community. You've been a good community member. So if I see Clayton's health request and I say, hey, he's been a great community member, I'm going to help him, right? Like just like I would with anybody in my neighborhood or my community. If Clayton said, no, 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 then you haven't been a good member of the community. And so if you're not saying yes to other people, I'm not going to say yes to you. And so there's this community reciprocity component that drives this. And we've had somewhere between 12 and 1300 bills thus far that we've crowdfunded. And every so far, everybody who's been a good member of their community has gotten funded. So people have voluntarily said yes to people in the community. And not only that, just real quick, is we've had some of these situations where a few weeks ago we had a miscarriage and we went to the community and we said, hey, we need to help this woman with her miscarriage. We had people come out from the community and say, you know what, I want to give more. Like, how do I help this person? Because she's a part of our community and I want to help her. And never in a million years would you go to your health insurance plan and say, hey, you know what? You're charging me $1,200. I want to give $1,300 this month because I want to be a better member of the community. Like there's a community component of this that we think is just really, really important for behavior change. And so far we're you know, a year and a half into this, almost 2 years into this. It's been just super efficient and cool to see.
That's amazing. Were there any, you know, all great artists steal? Right. Did you see a template out there in the world somewhere that you said, OK, a model of this somewhere in some capacity that you were able to model off of that you saw had a proven track record for this?
Yeah. When I was thinking through this, you know, a couple of years ago is how do I build something a viable alternative to health insurance? I mean, one of the things that is out there is GoFundMe. Before the Canadian trucker incident with GoFundMe, everybody was, you know, pro GoFundMe. That changed with the truckers. But, you know, they were able to crowdfund bills for health events that were heart tuggers, right? Like if a kid had cancer, like who would not be willing to give to a family who has a kid with cancer? And so I was like, can I take that but have a group of people who've agreed to give to each other, as opposed to, you know, putting a link up on Facebook and hope that somebody could give. And so could I take that crowdfunding component, but have a dedicated group of people who said, you know what, I want to crowdfund, I want to help other people. Because I know if I help other people, then other people are more likely to help me, right? And so we've got that just community component of this that's really, really important. So I stole some things from, you know, GoFundMe and some of these other, you know, crowdfunding to build something that is just way more efficient than GoFundMe, but way more efficient than health insurance too.
That's amazing. Have you looked at, so when you have someone who's left their job, they're not at a W-2 job anymore, what does that transition period look like for someone? Obviously that's part of your mission is to help entrepreneurs, help business owners get up and running with this. Are they able to, this is a tax deduction as well, right? Because this is a business, I guess this would fall under a business expenditure. I'm not quite sure if this would fall under, I'm not a tax accountant, so I'm just looking at some of the business.
Unfortunately, it's tax inefficient. So our government has made it so that this is not health insurance, right? And you're actually giving into an account. The account is your account. So it's just a transfer of money. Bad news is that's not tax efficient. The good news is if there's money in that account when you leave, you get to actually take the money with you. We're basically just setting up an account for you so that you can stash money into this account every single month and then give from that account. So it's not tax efficient, but also like right now for every dollar that you've put into your account, about 65 cents is left in there. So we think that the efficiencies of the overcome those tax inefficiencies, that the kind of the efficiencies of way we've operated, overcome the tax inefficiencies and hopefully we can get the tax inefficiencies to apply to what we're doing as well. Not there yet, but talking to some folks in DC about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's get Washington on board with this and see if they can make some changes. That would be great. The tax code already is the best possible structure for real estate investors. As a real estate investor who's a business owner, there is absolute that you are literally at the top of the heap for how the tax code is written. There is no there is no better situation for you to be in than to be a business owner who's a real estate investor, and then of course to be on your own and have your own health insurance. So really, really powerful. So when you have a small business set up, what about employees? Is this something that you could do or expand to your real estate practice that's not necessarily through a typical W-2 structure? Can you extend it to employees?
Yeah. So right now the Kaiser Family Foundation kind of came out and said that it costs an employer somewhere between $5,000 and $7,000 to provide insurance for an individual. It's more like $20,000 for a family. And so what we've done with businesses and said, hey, instead of getting health insurance, and if you're under 50, you're not required to get your employees health insurance. And so instead of giving them health insurance, why don't you give them a stipend, a healthcare stipend every month? And you can do that for significantly less than paying for their health insurance, especially through CrowdHealth. Let's just look at the tax inefficiency of CrowdHealth. But it's even so, it's $175 a month. Adjust that for taxes. You give them somewhere like $275 or $300 a month for their health care. That's $3,600 a year, as opposed to somewhere between $5,000 and $7,000 that you would pay for health insurance. And so you are saving thousands of dollars per year by doing this, as opposed to getting people health insurance. And so we have small businesses who've done that. And in fact, I think it's about 20% of our members thus far are a part of small businesses who've been willing to do that. So that is a way to go about doing that. And I do believe, I'm not a tax professional, that if you just increase, give a $500 health stipend to your employees, that is a write-off that is tax deductible.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And again, we have a lower your taxes tab on our website. So people have to get, further clarification on that with your tax team, that would be, because this code changes all the time. So there's always new incentives. Yeah. So these things are to be updated. And especially for real estate investors, constant changes. And so usually in the good category, which is great news. So you have a real estate investing journey as well. And I'm curious, how did you get involved in real estate investing? Was this something that you did before CrowdHealth or after?
Yeah, so funny enough is I graduated from college, UVA. Shout out to all my UVA folks. They've been through a lot over the last week.
Yeah, for sure.
But I was interested in real estate investing, so I actually joined Host Hotels and Resorts, which is a hospitality REIT, I think the largest hospitality REIT in the country. So I had an interest in real estate. And then a couple years after that, Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri was shot. I'm from St. Louis originally. And so as I was thinking through this, I know there's some quote by Warren Buffett where everybody else is fearful, be greedy, and when everybody's greedy, be fearful, or something like that. I crushed the quote, but something. And so I was like, man, why don't I go in and buy a bunch of single family homes in this neighborhood? Because I know nobody else wants to be in this neighborhood. And
right, everyone's so scared. What, I mean, it was people.
Everybody was scared.
Businesses were being burned. Riots. Yeah, yeah. Who would want to be a real estate
riots,
investor?
Like, right. Exactly. And so I was like, okay, let's go in. And so we, you know, I with my brother, who's a contractor, bought almost 30 single family homes in that neighborhood. And we were buying them for literally $4 or $5 a square foot, putting another $4 or $5 a square foot in them. And then ultimately got, you know, $700-$800 a month of rent from each one of these 30 homes. And so we now those homes now are worth somewhere between $50,000 and $75,000 a home. And so we went in at the right time and we're living it out. I mean, the beautiful thing about this is, you know, people are like, oh, well, you're a slumlord or something like that. Right. And I was like, no, like these homes are the nicest homes in a really tough neighborhood. And that's a cool thing to be a part of. We had this woman the other day who walked into this house and she's like, wow, I'm finally home. You know, it's like, an awesome thing to be a part of, is being able to bring up this community and build it up. Not just because it was opportunistic, but because there's a mission behind this. Is like, man, we want this community to thrive, you know, and they've had a tough decade.
Today's episode is brought to you by Tommy John. You know, fall is chaos in your pants. You're overheating one second, you're freezing the next. To be ready for anything, you need underwear that can handle everything. It's time for Tommy John underwear. And today I walked the dog and I didn't have my Tommy John underwear on. And no joke, like I'm chafed right now. Like it really, because I was out there for like an hour and a half and it was sweating. My shorts were rubbing against. It was still warm, but it was kind of cold last night, so I wasn't sure what to wear. Yeah. So you just need like an endless supply of Tommy John. That's right. Tommy John underwear. You're much more comfortable. You can do everything you want to do better. Name a problem with other underwear and Tommy John has solved it. Yeah, like the ones I was wearing today were not Tommy John's. They were like old. My wife makes fun of me because I've got these, you know, and I just need to throw them out. Tommy John's breathable, lightweight fabric has four times the stretch of competing brands. They come with no wedgie guarantee thanks to a non-rolling waistband and legs that never ride up. Plus, they feature a horizontal quick draw fly, which I love. They also have the hammock pouch support. Stops the awkward swinging and slapping, if you know what I mean, guys, giving everyone something to be grateful for. With over 17 million pairs sold, people love Tommy John underwear. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics, absolute fanatics. Plus, everything is backed with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. So here's what you do. Go to TommyJohn.com/investing right now for 20% off your first order. That's 20% off at TommyJohn.com/investing. Look, Christmas is coming up, right? Perfect opportunity to stock up on a few of these things. It's like stocking stuffers or something else, right? Take advantage of this, you know, the 20% off right now. Just get the, you know, get some of your shopping done ahead of time, right? 20% off at TommyJohn.com/investing. That's TommyJohn.com/investing. See site for details. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Just goes to show you fortune favors the bold, right? So good for you. And you're remaking this entire community, which is fantastic. And usually it takes, you know, a few properties. It takes three to seven properties in a neighborhood to really transform it. So you've got 30 that you and your brother renovated, added quite a bit to make them beautiful, and transforming this community. That helps the tax base, it helps the firefighters, it helps the fire department, it helps everybody lift up. Their businesses come in, they start to see more people, and these houses aren't sitting there vacant anymore, businesses open. So I'm a big advocate of this, so congratulations on that front. And just on the, just before we wrap things up here, I want to make the point, because I started off the show talking about being a real estate professional. You know, I want to make the point, we have a lot of clients that, for instance, we'll talk to a doctor that books a call with our team, and then they don't realize, our team educates them about the fact that, wait, do you have a spouse at home that's not working? Well, do you understand that if that spouse, because you're paying a ton in taxes as a doctor, right? now as a real estate professional by just classifying yourself as a real estate professional and investing in real estate and putting that 750 hours a year in, and then talk to your accountant about all the little nuances, but it's not much more than that, about some of the nuances, then you're literally transforming your taxable income. And now under your wife or your husband, who's now was a stay at home and wasn't working, everything transfers, everything switches. So I think, and that's a huge moment for a lot of people who are professionals who are just being raked over the coals for taxes. Leave the W-2 or have somebody in your family who can take advantage of being a real estate professional and take advantage of that. So any final points, Andy, that you want to make on that point, or just savings on taxes and just being smarter all around by ditching the system?
Yeah, I mean, opt out of health insurance. I mean, I think a lot of people right now are in this moment of time where they're trying to make a decision on their healthcare, next year. And I think that, you know, now is the time to make a switch. You know, going into the new year, you can choose a new healthcare plan. You can choose a new path. Go into real estate. Love what y'all are doing. Love kind of the missional component of real estate and what you're all doing. So thanks again for having me on. It's joincrowdhealth.com. If anybody is interested, we'd love for y'all to join us.
Awesome. So it's you got to put that join in front of it. Joincrowdhealth.com. We'll have links in the description. People can go check it out. Andy, great to see you again. Congratulations and continued success. Sticking it to the man, sticking it to the system. We appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks so much.
I appreciate it.
And thanks to all of you for subscribing. Really appreciate it. Go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to create wealth and preserve wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.